Joyce.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Division and strife and contention. So understand that when you get saved, you start to be able to see and discern this stuff. But God made you just like you are. Amen. Maybe you got big bones, maybe you got little bones. They bones, they came from God. Amen. Stop feeling bad about your bones. Because on them bones, God placed some favor. And look at somebody telling favor ain't fair. You ain't got to look like none of them runway models to be successful. A lot of them ugly anyway. They scary. Tell you to eat something. You know why you look good? Because God said he beautifies the meek. I don't care what cover girl got. Give me some more names here. Glamour. L'Oreal. Come on. All of them. Ain't none of them got nothing on salvation. Salvation will make you look better than anything. All you got to do is know how to wear it. Let it wear you. God says, I beautify the meek with salvation. Amen. So God's name represents his character and his nature. And in Psalm 8 and 9, we read where his name is excellent. Now, when we exercise, listen, excellence in our lives, we will draw his presence and attract his attention. Why? Because excellence will draw excellence. Don't believe me? Get a bad attitude and go around just with a bad attitude. Watch what stuff starts happening to you, because it attracts it. Demons go into dry places seeking rest. In other words, they seek bad attitudes. Disgruntled folks. Unhappy folks. Oh, they'll sit right there with you and talk about folk. Well, you the one with the problem. I'm prepping y'all for when God really blessed me. So none of y'all get jealous, get mad at me. Amen. Just stay with me. Because if it's coming on me, it's coming on you. If you properly align, I'm telling you, it's coming. Tell somebody it's coming. Fast and full. Ain't no half rack here. It's coming full. It's going to blow some people's minds how God going to bless them. So excellence will draw or attract God's attention. The word excellence, I just want to give you a little bit of background here for a few moments. The word excellence means extremely high quality, exceptionally high quality. A quality that gives something special worth. Now, we gave a number of synonyms and antonyms to the word excellence. Let me give you some real quick. You should have this if you were in the service where we did this message. But just to lay the foundation again, synonyms. I'll give you 12 real quick. Can't write them because I'm going to move too quick for you. Outstanding, very good, high quality, excel, greatness, eminence, distinction, prime, superb, choicest, impeccable, and transcendent. Now, I just want to establish this fact. See, excellence doesn't happen by chance. Excellence is an art that you gain by training and habit. See, there's a lot of pretenders in the world. But what you see is not what you get. But true excellence, what you see is what you get. In other words, it's an art that is gained by training and habit. Here's some antonyms. Mediocrity, deficiency, inadequacy, worthlessness, shortcoming, ordinary, and average. If God created you in his image and likeness, which is that of excellence, then he does not deserve mediocre service from you. He doesn't deserve anything mediocrity. He doesn't deserve anything average. That's an antonym of excellence. The Greek word excellence, arete, and I don't know that's how you pronounce it, but that's how I'm pronouncing it. It means living up to one's full potential, effectiveness. And that's really what we are after. We are in the pursuit of excellence. You cannot attain perfection. God has to perfect the things that concern us. And in time we will. This mortal will put on immortality. But in the pursuit of perfection, we can attain excellence. You can do things well. You can do things with the extra on the ordinary. Amen? Now, what I want to get into here today, we're going to talk a bit about what I've entitled Excellence is Creative. And this is part two, because we went over some of this in our first service this morning. But if you'll go with me to Genesis chapter 1, Genesis, and let's look at verse 31. Say it with me, excellence is creative. Now, before we go into that, let me give you these six that we've already covered. We've defined excellence. Number two, we talked about living above the crowd. Excellence will cause you to live above the noise and the limitations of the crowd. We talked about the magnetic nature of excellence. Living a life of excellence is magnetic. It will draw the right people, the right circumstances, and even the right opportunities into your life. We looked at excellence, which is God's tool for exploits. God don't use folk that halfway do stuff. He'll suffer you, but he ain't gonna use you. Not to your full potential. He uses excellence as a tool for exploits. Remember, Daniel had an excellent spirit, so they couldn't find anything on him. See, what's wrong with a lot of saints is folk find a whole bunch of stuff on you. Yeah, right. How you go tell me you late four times this week? Talk about some excellence. The reason Daniel was able to deal with three kingdoms, they couldn't find anything on him. He wasn't perfect, but he had a spirit of excellence. And so They did just what God wanted to do. See, when you walk in excellence, the enemy will do exactly what God wants. Because, see, you carry kingdom. You advance, the kingdom advances. They couldn't find anything where they could nail him, get him demoted, get him put in jail. So they said, we have to find something about him concerning his God. Tell somebody, game over. That's just what God wants, for somebody to start messing with him through you. But see, he can't help you when they messing with you and they right. Say, well, they fired you. Yeah, I know they fired you, but come on, son. You didn't call in. You missed all last week. Took 2 weeks vacation. You only had one. But Lord, now how he gonna help you there? But when you walk in excellence, God says, that's my battle. The battle is mine. They're right where I want them, because now through your life, I can advance my kingdom. Okay? So the pursuit of excellence we looked at, our source of excellence we looked at, and today we're going to look at excellence is creative. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, the Bible says everything that God made, it says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Time to go from good to very good. What'd you get on your test? A C minus. Oh, that's good. I have to admit, in high school, I was good. Good to poor. I passed, didn't I? Ain't gonna take that class over no more. Tell somebody, time to graduate. Now, y'all didn't say it right. Graduate. All right. God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. We see in certain areas where God said he saw it, it was good. But here, when he sizes it all up, looks at it all together, he says it was very good. In other words, it was excellent. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now, it's important that we understand God is the architect of all the universe, of everything created. And he's the creator of everything in time and in space that has been created. Understand now, we are created in his image and after his likeness. His image in us, you might take note of this, adds an element of creativity to our DNA. Do you know there are trillions, they can't even count the stars. I've been in a place one time when I was a sophomore in high school, went to a basketball camp in Colorado and made friends with a guy that lived in that area. And so he said, you know, I want, because, you know, I'm an outdoors type of guy, I love, you know, all that stuff. Even took astronomy in school. I wanted to see the stars. He said, man, you want to see the stars, go to Colorado. We drove up into the mountains one evening, a bunch of us, and it was a clear night. It was a little Volkswagen and a couple other cars, I think it was, and once we got out of the car, it frightened me. To see from horizon to horizon, stars. I'm not talking about one here twinkling, and then way over north, it was like blanketed. It's like they were just singing or some bigger than other ones. You could see the Orion or whatever it was, Big Dipper, whatever it was. You could see all that stuff. Like you could reach out and almost touch it. The trillions and trillions and trillions of stars, God named every one of them. Every one of them has a name and a distinct characteristic. A different glory.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at TR Banks.